Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Ed and Walker, Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman. And Billy Davis is with us.
Hey, Mr. Tim.
How you doing?
Happy
you,
Friday
just
Eve,
just call
fellas.
Me Tim, man. How much younger are you than me? I'm 55.
I'm younger. I mean, at least 10 years.
Okay, but you're a grown man. I'm a grown man.
Yes.
You don't have to call me Mister.
I won't.
Just call me Tim.
Okay.
All right.
Except on Fridays when you sign my check. Can I call you Mr. Tim?
Yeah, that was appropriate.
Okay. Thank you.
I think that's appropriate.
Thank you.
A little respect when I sign your checks.
Yes.
It's a good
call
thing.
At least he didn't come lordship. In. At least he didn't come in and say, hey, dude, what's up?
Yeah now, right. Calling me dude
bro.
On the radio, probably not the best either. But
I started to say, sup.
So
sup.
Anyway.
Sup.
Hey, I wonder, I got a question for you, Billy.
Yes, sir.
And Ed and Walker, feel free to chime in. I wonder if anybody gave President Trump for Christmas a red tie.
That's really what you're wondering?
No. But I thought it's funny because he wears a red tie.
He ties up.
Today
he wears a red tie almost every day, right?
Yes, that's true.
So I'm just wondering if you're going to give the president something. What do you give a president who's a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking
a gift card to the Squirrel Emporium. But he's never gotten one of those.
If you're going to go with give him something practical, right?
It's practical.
Then a red tie for President Trump would be
the guy's
practical.
A billionaire. I can't afford to give him a tie.
Okay,
that's true.
You think
not
he
where
could
he
tell,
shops anyway?
So you think he could tell the difference between where you would shop and where he would get his red tie?
That's
yes.
Right. He
yes.
Would say,
the,
"Did you get this from Kohl's?"
That's exactly yeah. What I was thinking. I was thinking Kohl's.
Kohl's
and Kohl's. Kohl's got nice stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're not putting down Kohl's.
No.
Yeah.
But a billionaire,
right?
Probably doesn't shop at Kohl's.
He would have a. You would see a tweet. Where did this crappy tie come from? I bet it came from Kohl's.
Sometimes I just want to say, with clothes, you want to say, come on. It's like with jewelry. I want to say, what's the difference between a $1,000 ring
yeah.
And a $20,000 ring when you're walking down the street?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to have to show that thing to somebody to say, look at this. This
yeah.
Is different than what you got on your finger.
Yes.
Why? Because I'm richer than you.
And okay? Somebody who's got a lot of money is not going to be impressed with
right.
Your ring when you show it to them.
Right. So
you're really trying to impress
Walker.
Somebody
these are the musings of old men.
Yeah.
Well, speaking
oh,
of
now
red,
we're old men.
Speaking of red ties, Bloomberg Business Magazine and online, they did this article today, which is kind of funny, but they called it the Trump slump, talking about the stock market. And they did a picture of President Trump in his red tie, but it goes all the way down. It's on the front page of Drudge. It goes all the way down to the floor and then circles around a few times. But it's called the Trump slump. And I thought that was kind of humorous that
yeah,
if you look at the
it
picture,
now.
It's funny. Speaking of the red ties. That
does he wear anything but red ties? When's that
I've seen him wear other does. Ones. I've seen him wear a navy one.
I've seen him wear a blue tie.
Blue tie? Now, President Bush, man, he loved those blue ties.
Yeah.
President Trump rotates between bluish, navy bluish, and red.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't. It could be a message. It could say red as in red Republican. Right?
True.
Or it could be red as in debt. You don't know what the
right.
Subliminal message. I'm just kidding. Certainly wouldn't. Hopefully it wouldn't be debt, right?
Hey, I heard y'all were talking about the stock market.
Yes, we were. Is it up or down, Billy?
I have no idea. I'm just saying I heard y'all talking about it.
Because
we're watching the stock market.
That's very helpful.
Well,
yeah, thank
I'm
you,
just telling
Billy.
You, we're watching the stock market at my house closely.
Okay.
Closely.
Why is that, Billy?
Set me up. Thank you. Because right. We're looking at some stock, like a baby goat and some ducklings, and
you
some
can
baby
buy
chicks.
Stock and baby goats and ducklings.
I think it was a joke.
Livestock.
I get it.
You did get it.
I got it.
It doesn't
market.
Mean it was good, but you got it.
I got it. Livestock. I got you. Okay, yes. Billy. Some goats and some. What did
baby
you
goat.
Say?
Baby goat.
I hear radios. Ducklings. Radios turning off all over the.
You
network.
Don't think people are interested in Billy's
except
baby?
For the. There's a lot of goat it, owners, hey. Ed, that are they're turning up right now.
You don't think people are interested in Billy's goats?
Is.
Oh man.
Oh.
I got more of those.
Second day
wait.
Of the third day of the new year.
I got more of those.
Really,
where
this
that,
is
where
not
that,
bode well.
Where that came from? All right, give us the hard news, Ed. Won't Billy.
The hard news. This is kind of piggybacking on what y'all were talking about earlier.
We got ghosts. Now we got piggybacking. What else? You got
that,
a horse
that
trade
was not
coming
a pun.
Up?
That was not a pun. That was not a pun.
Not certainly wasn't it. Punny.
Thank you.
Let's please help us, Billy.
I will help. I will show myself to the
it's
door.
Your job, Billy. It's why you're here. Give
Thank
us the
you.
News.
Thank you. And my inner signs, my checks. at the White House, you've already discussed Trump sitting down with the Democrats at the White House to discuss, what are we on, day 12?
We discussed it in part, yes.
Yeah. Well, one thing I noticed this morning, and I saw that Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen was cut off as she tried to describe, obviously she had some prepared notes, to describe to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi what's going on the border. And she later tweeted this. This is what she was going to describe to them that they did not want to hear.
Let me, for just a minute,
go ahead.
Just to be clear, folks understand, this was a meeting between the president and
Secretary Nielsen
and
DHS.
And the congressional leadership, both
That's right.
Republican and Democrat. It was behind closed doors.
No TV cameras this time.
No TV cameras. It was a private meeting, so no pressure was on in the, to perform, as it were.
Right.
So this was a serious meeting talking about what was going on our southern border.
Right.
So the Homeland Security Secretary, her name again?
Kristen Nielsen.
Okay, she's starting to give a report
That's
to
right.
everybody, and she gets cut off before she even gets started with her report.
Yep.
Right.
This was reported post meeting by people who were present.
Yeah, that's right. Some GOP officials said
this is what happened. Take it from there.
This is what she was going to tell them. She was going to discuss criminal aliens, drug smugglers, smuggled and abused children, and violent caravans. That's what she tweeted. And she also had a second tweet in which she said, the crisis on the border, obviously, crisis is not going away. It is getting worse. But according to the news accounts, Chucky Schumer leans over to Pelosi and convinces Pelosi to interrupt her.
Yes. Yeah, this is, well, first off, that was brilliant on behalf of Chuck Schumer, because why not let the female interrupt the female? That way it doesn't look like he's talking over the lady secretary there. But what we have going on here is the Democrats, this is why visibly Chuck Schumer and Pelosi were very uncomfortable in the Oval Office 2 weeks ago, because President Trump was saying all of that on national television.
That's true.
And they kept interrupting President Trump, changing the subject. Chuck Schumer would not look President Trump in the eyes. He kept looking at the reporters. And they wanted to get out of there ASAP. That's why Nancy Pelosi said, we need to carry on this discussion off camera. They don't want to hear the facts repeated over and over and over again, because it probably makes them uncomfortable that they're against a border wall despite the facts. And so probably they just didn't want to hear it, so they just interrupted the secretary and said, we've had enough.
Is this when Nancy Pelosi said, how many different ways can we say no?
I believe so, at the same meeting.
Either at this meeting or to the press after the meeting.
Okay.
The problem is with this is an act of irresponsibility, dereliction of duty, and also carelessness on the part of Schumer and Pelosi, and they're the leaders of the Democrat Party, to a very serious problem.
That's
now,
right.
How you fix the problem? Maybe disagreements may come up between Democrats and Republicans. I'm talking about border security
right. And
the problem with massive illegal immigration into this country, which I don't think the Democrats have any interest in fixing. But you would think, at least, that these leaders like Pelosi and Schumer would listen to what the secretary has to say, engage her or the president, and acknowledge the problems. But they don't even want to do that. They don't even want to hear. It's kind of like they want to stick their fingers in their ears and say, I don't want to hear it.
Isn't that bizarre? Because this is D.C. where these people talk to each other all the time. And you listen to the other side and you shake their hand and you say, that sounds good. And then you go do whatever you want to do. But you give them the time of day.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, this
Well,
is,
to me, this...
If this, this is, in fact, what happened at the meeting,
right.
We weren't there. It was behind closed doors. But it's being reported that Schumer and Pelosi didn't want the secretary to talk, the Homeland Security Secretary. Didn't want to hear what she had to say.
Yeah.
Wasn't interested in the rational arguments being made.
I believe there's a short clip of Kevin McCarthy. Very quick.
He's a Republican leader.
That's right. And he was in the meeting. And
is this what we're about to hear?
This is what he said after the meeting.
Once the secretary started, Senator Schumer interrupted her and they really didn't want to hear it, and they challenged some of the points the secretary made. So we were hopeful that we could get more in the negotiation. I know the vice president had sat down with Senator Schumer, had given him paper, had worked to try to come to an agreement, find common ground. I'd hope we'd get a little more of that today. Hopefully Friday we'll be able to get there.
Huh. So, hey, you know, Walkie, we're talking about Chuck Schumer pitching it to Nancy Pelosi to look where it was a woman interrupting a woman. But this is the same Chuck Schumer who had to apologize a few years ago after he wasn't so nice to a flight attendant who told him to hang up his phone on the flight. You remember that? You ever heard that?
I didn't hear
that. Yeah, yeah. He called her a word. It rhymes with witch. And he got caught. And then, of course, but here, he didn't even apologize. He made a staffer call The Hill or some newspaper to apologize.
I think the Democrats.
I
think the Democrats are okay with this shutdown. I think they think it looks bad on Trump. It's Trump's problem to fix. And I think they don't even. They're not even concerned about a solution get the government back up. That's why they're not. That's why during the whole Christmas, Nancy Pelosi's in Hawaii, vacationing, and they don't care about. They're not sitting in their office going, "What do we need to do to get the government back up?"
I got
to
tell you, I don't have anything to go on. I haven't seen surveys on this yet. But my gut tells me that they're right, that they are at an advantage here. I mentioned this. People may say, well, no, they're not. They're in the wrong on this. Well, they may be in the wrong.
From a political standpoint.
And they are on this because we do need a wall and we do need more border security and we need to stop this mass influx of people coming into our country illegally. That's the word we use, illegally. There's a way to get into America and it's legally. But no country just allows people to free flow, and call themselves a sovereign nation. So you can't have that. You have to have law and order. Well, so I think the Democrats are wrong on the issue, but I think maybe I'm wrong, Ed. My gut is that the people look to the president here, and they say we got a government shutdown problem. You fix it. Right? Well, he can't fix it and get what he wants in the negotiating process. And this president is a businessman who wrote a book about the art of the deal, right?
Yeah. I think the president, first of all, I blame Republican leadership in the Senate for not making this a priority when they had the House and the
Senate.
Getting rid of the filibuster.
Yes.
And then making border security so important that they're saying no filibuster, 51 vote rule to get spending for the wall. So I blame that. The president now is in a jam because I agree with Senator Lindsey Graham that the president has to win this fight or he loses reelection because his base has wanted that wall. He's promised that wall. That is what catapulted him to the front of the pack.
That's right.
In the Republican primaries, where he said, we're going to build that wall. Okay, so the president has to win this fight.
Right.
To your point, Tim, the Democrats know they've got him cornered because he said, I'll own it. They're saying, fine, the longer this goes on, every one of us knows someone. I know somebody who's affected by the government shutdown. That pressure is going to build on the president. The only way out of this for the president is for Republicans to come fully on board to realize this is a fight to the death.
True.
This is a hill to die on. And the president has to spend the next month or two speaking directly to the American people and teaching the American people about how bad this situation is on the border and that Democrats, many of whom have voted in the past for a fence down there, don't care about the country. They don't care about the illegals. Otherwise, they would have made a deal with the president 6 months ago or so on DACA.
Right.
And they are only doing this because they hate Donald Trump and they don't love the country. The president has to make that stand and he has to make that case to the American people so the pressure flips. And that's a tall order to your point, Tim. I'm not sure that can be done.
You ready for the next story?
Any prediction here?
Yes,
sir. Or is it not worth predicting?
I'm predicting I'm going to move on to the next story.
Okay.
Because we sure don't know what's going to happen in the White House over the weekend.
Anyway, between Trump v. Schumer and Pelosi?
I think he's going to try to get them to make a deal. I'll lower the amount. They're going to say no.
Yeah.
To Walker's
point, said $2.5 million and they turned that down.
They're saying no money for the wall.
He's looking desperate.
Yes, and they know it. And that's why I say he's going to have to double down, and he's going to have to make his case and take it directly to the American people.
Yeah, and you're not going to get 60 votes in the Senate unless Chuck Schumer is on board, because eight or nine Democrat senators are not going to flee.
Why would the Democrats give him anything? Because they just won the House.
Right, and they're cocky right now.
That's right.
They had a huge turnover, the largest turnover I think since the 70s. They had a huge turnover. You've got all these left-wing freshmen coming in who are saying, like Alexia Ocasio-Cortez, saying we want these great secular progressive
Medicare
socialist.
For all,
yes,
right?
And so Nancy Pelosi, just to keep the speakership, has to appease them. Plus, I think they're just cocky. I think they think they've got him, President Trump, over a barrel.
On the other hand, President Trump is at an advantage, too. His advantage is
the veto pen.
The veto, but I don't have to do anything. Why? If I don't win the presidency the next time around, then I don't win it.
Right.
But I'm taking my stand right here
on this issue, and
if it means keeping the government shut down over national security and over a border wall, which I made my promise to the American people, which is one of the primary reasons I'm here today, then I'm not moving either.
Right.
That's why I'm saying this could go on for several weeks. Who knows how long? What I can't get over is when they say, okay, the government shutdown is that of non-essential employees.
Right.
What question does that beg?
How many are non-essential?
Why do we have non-essential government
doesn't
workers?
Doesn't it beg that question?
Doesn't that relate to, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Walker, who keeps an eye on Washington, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago? The annual report came out with the most prosperous counties in the country, and all of them ring Washington, D.C.
Oh, they are, because there's so many. Yeah. There's so much of our tax dollars there.
Yeah,
right. But those are the wealthiest homes households in the whole country. Yeah, right. All these people who are supposedly essential.
But I'm not. You know, I don't mean to sound indifferent or callous, because I know there are probably people listening to us right now who are. Not getting their paycheck.
Yeah, right. That's right.
They're not getting their paycheck because the federal government is shut down. You know some of them.
I do.
Now, they will get it when this is resolved. They've always gotten back pay. So,
yes.
But still, that back pay doesn't buy groceries, okay?
Yeah.
And it doesn't pay your mortgage.
When they come calling. But I will say this, sort of dark humor, if you allow that for just a minute. It would be, you call your parents in California and say, well, you know, I'm not going to be getting paid for the next few weeks or who knows how long. Why not, son? Because I'm non-essential.
That's true. I'm not essential.
This is on the backs. This isn't the federal government employees' problem. This is the problem of the congressmen and senators and the presidents the past 100 years who have failed to address the illegal immigration problem, and they've continually expanded government to where it's massive, and it's not the federal government employees' problem that they applied for a job and they work for the government.
Right.
So the job's there. Somebody's got to do it. The problem is we've continually expanded government, and we have all these people hired making a living off of our tax dollars doing things that it's really not in the interest of the federal government.
We have a very bloated federal government. I think one out of, I don't know what it is.
They have 8 million employees.
8 million people work for the federal government?
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're non-essential, that they need to come. They need to say, they call illegal aliens undocumented, right? You got to come up with something for non-essential that makes it sound better than that. You know?
And 8 million employees, by the way, doesn't even
they'll have a task force to come up with a better name.
Billy, I was saying something profound.
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 Okay.
Now I was going to say just real quick, 8 million employees, but that doesn't even include all the federal government money that's going to contractors, to universities for studies about the sex life of the fruit fly.
Right.
That's literally one of the studies.
Or the little shrimp on the
all that money, okay, is also in the pot.
Yes,
that's true.
Okay, now next story, Billy.
This is huge. This is huge, and man, we've run out of time. People, turn your radios up because this was breaking news here that PETA. Is calling on
who's people. That?
Who's PETA? For those who don't know,
People for the Ethical Treatment
of
Animals.
I'm sorry.
Also, what else does it stand for, Walker?
PETA.
PETA, Tasty Animals, people who eat tasty.
People eating tasty animals.
That's right. Anyway, they're talking, they're calling on Texas and Georgia to end the live mascot use after the Sugar Bowl incident, of which that Longhorn nearly gored that sad-looking little chubby fat Georgia Bulldog.
Well, and then the Texas Longhorns went on to gore the Georgia
Bulldogs. For real.
Kind of, it's kind of a prophecy there. But,
Yeah, those dog, those two animals have a better life than half of the children in foreign countries. Seriously.
That is true.
Those mascots are pampered 24. Right. They have a person hired
so what's
to pamper them.
What's PETA's problem? What's
Here's PETA's problem. It's indefensible to subject animals to the stress of being packed up, carted from state to state, and paraded in front of a stadium full of screaming fans.
What do you think we do with our children every morning? We pack them on
we
the school bus
them
with no
We
seat
cart
belts.
Them from state to state, and we parade them.
Hey, let me tell you something. Those mascots, they got the life of Riley, man. They're loving it. Huh? They don't have to stay out in a pasture somewhere in the cold. They're carted off to the Superdome from Austin, Texas.
Like I said in our story meeting this morning, I would be only too happy to agree with PETA with regards to the Longhorn if immediately after we could have a big barbecue.
Man.
If PETA would be okay with
those
that, then I'm okay.
Those are some tender steaks brother. Hey, but here's.
I don't want to eat the dog.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm all for steaks. I love steaks, but I'm not eating a mascot.
Hey, if times get tough, you will.
You draw a line.
Come on, man.
I'll be a desperate man.
There's a red line in the sand for you.
I'm not eating my mascot, okay?
Maybe if you didn't know it was the mascot. This is something I pulled up. This is belated, but maybe before the next incident happens with the Longhorn, I have the safe handling of cattle on farms. This is what they should have used in the stadium. Work out an escape route or a refuge area in advance of working with cattle. Did they have an escape route? No.
It was that Longhorn
was
surrounded by people. That when I saw that thing lower its head and go after the bulldog, I thought, if that thing decides to go after some folks, they're gored.
There was no escape route except piling over a cameraman.
For those who don't know, we're talking about the University of Texas. Is called the Longhorns.
Right.
And their mascot is this big
bull.
Bull. With massive horns.
Bevo?
Bevo.
Bevo.
Yeah, Bevo, whatever.
Help us out here, Walker. Bevo or Bevo?
I don't know.
We're going to get lots of emails.
Look, English wasn't my thing.
I think it's Bevo. I don't know. I don't know which one it is.
I don't know.
It's one word, Walker.
All I know is the kind of barbecue sauce I'm planning on using.
I know that Georgia is the Ugga. That's their mascot, the bulldog there. But,
I've still got more.
Now, I think the Bulldog, I'm not saying that the Longhorn didn't have the advantage, but if you were to let the Bulldog get hold of the leg.
Yeah.
That's true.
Billy's got more.
One minute, Billy. What do you got?
Well,
30 seconds.
I mean, this is important. Make sure persons handling cattle are competent and agile.
This is PETA's recommendation?
No, this is cattle handling off of Google. Google how to handle cattle safely.
Yeah.
These are important.
There is no safe way to handle a bull. About that size,
I know.
You're not gonna.
If the bull decides, he's had it.
Yeah, grab the leash. Grab the leash.
If the bull decides he's had it, there is
gone.
No safe way to handle.
Wear suitable protective clothing and footwear.
Yeah. All right. So you can't put bulls in timeouts. What you're telling me?
That's right.
You go to your corner, young man.
You're not gonna scold.
You're not gonna throw a flag on that bull.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening to our program today, everybody. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. Again, we hope you're off to a good start here in 2019. Don't forget to write your checks differently for those who still write checks. And, hey, Trivia Friday, the first one of the year, tomorrow.
That's
Be
right.
here. We'll see you
That'd
then.
Be good.